Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Sunday podcast. I'm Mark Hart. Let's take a look at the second Sunday of Easter. There's a phenomenon that happens every single year. People pause on February 2nd to see if a rat is going to stick his head out of a hole called a groundhog and tell us if winter's going to extend or not. It's really, really stupid, in my opinion. I've never really understood. Who cares about a shadow? Who cares about a gopher? Whatever it is. It doesn't matter, okay? But I always think of Groundhog Day when I hear this first reading from the second Sunday of Easter. And this is when Jesus has already risen from the dead. He's already ascended into heaven. Peter and the other apostles, They're under threat of persecution. They're being told to stop preaching about Jesus. But people know who this Peter guy is, and they know that he's the visible head. He's our first pope. He's our leader. And it says that people are carrying their sick out into the streets and laying them on cots and mats so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on one or another of them. That's how much power exists. That's after Pentecost and the Spirit falls. That's how much power and vigor and passion that the apostles are filled with. The people are so convinced that not only has Jesus risen from the dead, and they're so convinced in seeing the conviction in these apostles who are being told under threat of death to stop preaching, and they keep preaching. They're so convicted and so convinced in the reality of what they're seeing with their own eyes that they're displacing sick people who are bedridden in homes, sick people who are in alleyways, sick people who are all over the place. They're literally taking them on mats and dragging them and carrying them and putting them in the pathway just in hopes that the shadow, the mere shadow of St. Peter would fall upon the sick, trusting that if it's God's will, they'd be healed. Now think about that for a second. That is faith. That is conviction. That's the same kind of faith that in the Gospels tears open a roof to lower a paralyzed man in front of the Lord. And this is why Jesus went on to say in the Gospels, even greater things are going to happen. See, Jesus was giving us a prophecy that through the Holy Spirit, his power has not left. If anything, it's been magnified because now it's available to all of us through the grace of God, through the sacraments, through the power of the Spirit. And there's such a power in God's name and a power in the Holy Spirit that it was palatable, tangible, recognizable, noticeable by those who weren't even believers at the time. Not just the early Christians, but those who were just hedging bets and praying that something, that God would miraculously heal their friend or their loved one. And that's why in the second reading, St. John's talking about the power of Christ. This is from Revelation. And when Revelation is John, St. John, who gave us the gospel, the beloved disciple, he's exiled on an island called Patmos, which we're going to hear about right in the very beginning. He says, I found myself on the island of Patmos because I proclaimed God's word and gave testimony to Jesus. Do you get it? He got exiled there because he wouldn't stop preaching Jesus' name. And he didn't care that the punishment for preaching was exile, and he didn't care. And while he's in exile, God's going to give him this gift of this vision, right? And this vision is what Revelation is. He's recounting this vision. And when he talks about it, he says, I saw one in an ankle-length robe with a gold sash around his chest like the Son of Man. And when I caught sight of him, I fell down at his feet as though dead. And he touched me with his right hand and said, do not be afraid. This is power. I mean, can you imagine someone's mere presence being so powerful that you would pass out almost dead? You know, you see this happen like, you know, in a Justin Bieber concert and some little teenage girl loses her mind and passes out and is crying fit, right? Imagine that times like a million. To be in the presence of God, to see him in such a powerful way that you are rendered speechless, you're rendered basically dead. That power that's emanating from God is the same kind of power that people saw in the lives and the conviction, the speech, the actions of the early apostles and disciples. And it's that same power that we see in the gospel. Now, this being Divine Mercy Sunday, we're going to hear this famous reading about St. Thomas, who was not there with the apostles at the first appearance, but now is going to be there the second time, okay, and saying, I want to put my hands into the nail marks in his side. And what we see right now is not Jesus's power in might with a gold sash like in Revelation. It's not Jesus's power as manifest through the Holy Spirit and the apostles in the shadow in first reading. What we see right here in the gospel is Jesus's power as seen through mercy. That if I'm Jesus, I'm showing up, you know, the first time to the apostles, and I'm like, hey, you guys ran, you guys denied me, you're in a lot of trouble. I'm rolling up my sleeves and I'm going to work on the apostles. I'm not happy. Thank God I'm not Jesus. That here comes our Jesus of mercy, and he's going to give Thomas whatever he needs to believe. Here's our Jesus of mercy. See, power is made perfect in our weakness, St. Paul says. Power is seen not in God's might, but in God's mercy towards all the sinners, you and I especially. My brothers and my sisters, this week, this Sunday, Think about the power of the Holy Spirit that exists. Think about the power that God has given to you, not to be upheld and to be glorious and powerful in the eyes of all, but to show mercy and compassion to all that come into your path. It's not as though you're going to walk outside and your shadow is going to heal someone like St. Peter's, but you can walk outside and give and offer and share the power of God in your mercy, in your forgiveness, in your compassion towards your loved ones and especially your enemies. And sometimes that's the same person. God bless you.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.